war in October? This is John Parrish. In modern American history, two rhetorical devices must be used before we can invade another country. First, that country must be conflated with its leader so that we're bombing one person, not, say, 70 million people. Second, that leader must be demonized. He must be worse than Hitler, an evildoer, a charter member of the Axis of Evil, a devil, if you will. That stench in the streets of whichever country we've targeted isn't the smell of napalm in the morning. It's sulfur. And so, I've been holding out the vain hope that the Bush administration is incapable of launching a new war against Iran. How can we nuke Mahmoud Ahmadinejad when most Americans can neither spell nor pronounce his name? The Prince of Darkness has many names, but most roll easily off the tongue. Increasingly, however, it appears Bush is going to launch a new war anyway, an illegal war not authorized by Congress against a non-existent threat. Last week, two ominous developments suggested a military strike and a subsequent region-wide conflagration may well happen before the November election. The first took place at the opening of the United Nations General Assembly. Both Bush and Ahmadinejad spoke. Neither was particularly conciliatory. Bush assured all Iranians that, like them, all Bush wants is peace and democracy and freedom, blah, blah, blah. It all sounded dreadfully familiar. How's that peace and democracy and freedom working out for you, Iraqis? But Iranians aren't buying it, and they weren't the real audience anyway. Bush's real audience was us. You and me, Americans. And his message to us, when I launch this war, it's only to give Iranians what they all crave. Iranians, apparently, have a unique affection for having cluster bombs dropped on them. The second disturbing report to surface last week is that, as Dave Lindorf of The Nation writes, quote, the Bush administration and the Pentagon have moved up the deployment of a major strike group of ships, including the nuclear aircraft carrier Eisenhower, as well as a cruiser, destroyer, frigate, submarine escort, and supply ship, to head for the Persian Gulf, just off Iran's western coast. This information follows a report that a group of ships capable of mining harbors has received orders to be ready to sail for the Persian Gulf by October 1. The Eisenhower strike group has been ordered to leave next week, at least a month ahead of schedule. It'll take a week to reach Iran's western coast, which is heavily fortified with Silkworm anti-ship missiles. You don't put such valuable vessels within range of enemy fire unless you're there for a reason. Never in modern American history has a president pulled so brazen a stunt as to launch an unprovoked war against a non-existent threat just before a major national election. In this case, polls show that the president's party is potentially losing control of one or both houses of Congress, unless something happens before November 7th to change the current dynamic. To this end, 70 million Iranians are at risk of being sucked into a deadly regional war, not to mention Iraqis, Afghans, Syrians, Lebanese, Palestinians, Israelis, Saudis, and an untold number of American soldiers. All these people may face having their futures ruined or their lives extinguished so that a political party halfway around the world will be less likely to lose an election. Last week, analyst and CIA veteran Ray McGovern, in discussing the Eisenhower deployment, stated flatly that, quote, we have about 7 weeks to try and stop this next war from happening. It's now 6 weeks and counting.
From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.